name's Liz Drury and I'm a freelance voiceover artist. I'm based in North Lincolnshire. It's about an hour away from here, but this is always such a good expo that I always make the effort to come along.
Yeah, great. And how's your year been? What have you been working on in the last 12 months?
Oh, all sorts of things. You know, what I love about my job is it's so varied. So I record voiceover for people's videos that are going to be on their website or their social media to promote or explain their products and services. I narrate a lot of e-learning courses, for online training. I record lots of voicemail greetings and on-home messages for all sorts of different companies all across the country. I record announcements for events, audio tours for museums, radio adverts, the odd audio book. So every day is different.
Yeah.
And, I love it.
I bet you learn something as well if you're reading all these e-learning books and audio books.
Do you know, I do. So I've been recording some e-learning for the Church of England, actually, around safeguarding. And I belong to my local church. I've actually had to do my own training, which was a bit bizarre. And in fact, I contacted the diocese and said, look, I've narrated this. Do I really have to still go through the training? And they went, oh, that's really exciting. But yeah, you do. The computer has to give you a tick in the box.
So you had to listen back to yourself.
I did, which my husband thought was hilarious.
Yeah. From the customer perspective that time.
Yeah, that's right. I was quite pleased with what I'd done.
Oh, great. So, and what's the most exciting one you've done in the last 12 months that would you say you've really enjoyed doing?
Do you know, I've done some really interesting things. This is not in the last 12 months, but the things that always, a couple of jobs sort of stand out. One was a job I did for Rand Farm Park a couple of Christmases ago. Yeah. So I was the voice of the train taking the children to see Father Christmas.
Oh, great.
So that was a lovely one. And another interesting one I did was a voiceover to go with a sculpture that was on display in York Minster. So I was talking about, you know, what the sculpture meant and how it'd been made and who had made it and so on.
Oh,
so
something,
you know, a bit different. I like the different ones.
Yeah, so varied, isn't it?
Yeah. It really is, yeah.
Oh, and what are you hoping to get from the expo today?
Well, I had a look yesterday online to see who was exhibiting today, and there's a couple of production companies that I don't think I was aware of before, so I'm going to go and introduce myself. And then it's just nice just to talk to other people who are in business like I am and, you know, have a chat about how things are going. And you always meet people that you've met before, and you bump into people that you've met from networking events and so on. And it's nice to see people in real life, especially after, you know, the pandemic when everything's online for a while.
Yeah,
so
it's
looking really busy, so I'm sure I'm going to bump into lots of people I know today.
Oh, that's great. So it's also as well with what you're doing, it's very, very specific and very niche, so you don't tend to find as many doing it either. So do you find there's a lot of intrigue and interest when you do approach
people? Yeah, absolutely. You know, I meet so many people when I tell them what I do that say, I've never met a voiceover artist before. And I think, well, that's great, because if you ever find that you need one or you find somebody you know that needs one, you're going to think of me.
Yeah, that's it. And there's such an increase in e-learning now, isn't there?
Yes.
Website content, social media, everything is
absolutely
video related.
Yeah.
There's more demand, I should say.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Oh, great. Well, have a lovely day here, Liz, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.